that's called a boulevard, I believe certain sections, certain portions of that road could be designated as a definite type boulevard, but then other parts of that would not be considered, in my opinion. I believe a boulevard should have some kind of division or something between the lanes, sort of like the interstate or something like that.
The median you were talking
about. Yes. But in certain sections of town, the whole boulevard that I'm referring to, in certain sections of town, maybe might have a median or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then in other sections of town, it's just like any other street.
Is there anything in town that people would call a causeway?
No.
Okay. What are the main streets in town, the ones that handle the most traffic, or perhaps streets that have some kind of historical significance?
Okay, I say the main street in town that we have known for years as the main street because it didn't lead to downtown. It's called Harrison Avenue, because this street divides, you know, the west side of the city from the east side of the city. And of course, other main arteries in the city, let's say Highway 98 or Beach Drive, that's one of the main streets going through the city. And the other one, I think, that's most traveled now is known as 15th Street.
What are specifically some of the names of the streets in your neighborhood?
Well, the most important street in my neighborhood is Lincoln Avenue, because I live on that street. But I live about two blocks off of 15th Street, and I think that 15th Street is definitely the most traveled street in town.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, next to that would be running intersecting 15th Street would be Frankfort, and that's going north and south, and that's a well-traveled street in connection with Harrison Avenue that also runs north and south. Another busy street that's running east and west would be 23rd Street, because it's not yet fully developed. They're planning to make that into a four-lane highway pretty soon.
Is there a place in town, or are you familiar with a place where railroad tracks would go over the street?
No.
Would you have a name for a place like that?
Yes, I guess we would call it an overpass.
Ever heard of Wood Viaduct?
Yes, I've heard that. When I've gone to other places and asking for directions.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Well, yes, one place in New Orleans, I believe. And I believe that's one of the main places I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Having gotten lost, and somebody says you go to that Viaduct down there, and of course, I don't know what you mean. Still lost.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call the type of parking you would do with your car on a neighborhood street?
You're talking about the, well, if I just pull off of the road there, and parallel parking.
Okay. Are there any names for other kinds of parking that you think of?
Well, diagonal parking, I guess you would say, and then off-street parking, maybe in a parking lot or something of this sort.
Like if you were in a parking lot of a supermarket, you would do diagonal parking?
Well, most of the time it's diagonal, yes.
So
you would go in, yeah, at a slant rather than...
And what is off-street parking?